Welcome to Voices of Pueblo, brought to you by the Pueblo Star Journal. We are continuing our ongoing La Pura Verdad miniseries with episode 2, Are You the Man? Check out episode 1 introducing the show if you missed it. This episode is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty, Pueblo's largest independent real estate agency. Rocky Mountain Realty is a locally owned and independently operated company. You can call them at 719-582-6191 or check out their website at rockymountainrealty.biz. The Pueblo Star Journal thanks Rocky Mountain Realty for supporting nonprofit news in Pueblo, Colorado. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the speaker's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the Pueblo Star Journal. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service by the Pueblo Star Journal or its affiliates. The Pueblo Star Journal name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, who reserves all rights. The content herein is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice in any manner, and the Pueblo Star Journal hereby disclaims all liability arising directly or indirectly from any use of this content.
Hola, mi gente. Welcome to our podcast. I'm your host, Angelica Palacios.
And I'm your co-host, Ana Palacios.
And you are listening to
La Pura Verdad.
Wow. I love that little wand noise. Makes me feel magical.
Okay.
So, hey, y'all. This is episode number one. And today's topic is going to be all about machismo. Like we mentioned before, machismo really is what we think has built the whole structure of this podcast.
For sure.
It's really what we're basing everything off of. It's like, how can I need like an analogy. I think that's what it's called. You know, like how to build it, to put bricks for a formation, you got to put the concrete first or whatever that's called.
Yeah,
that's and then it. The bricks.
You know, you can clearly tell that we are not handsy whatsoever. And our dad literally does foundation for concrete.
You guys get it. It's, you got to have a piece of bread before you put the peanut butter in jelly.
For sure, girl.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get straight into machismo.
Let's do it. And sister, before that, and to our lovely, lovely audience, every episode, we want to make clear that these stories and real life experiences are only our own. Please understand that these experiences may be triggering to some, but we're here to talk and relate, y'all. We're not here to judge, girl. What we like to say is judge your mama. Okay, we will.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, we're all in this together. So what am I going to do about it, right?
This is a safe zone. We're here to give advice. And hopefully, like we said, hopefully our verdad is similar to your verdad.
Let's get into it, sis.
So I want to start off with the definition of machismo. Okay, so per dictionary, machismo is strong or aggressive masculine pride. That is what machismo is.
Can you give the other definition? I really liked it. Like, I feel like it gives what we all know what it is.
So, according to RIT.edu, in Latin American culture, machismo is a social behavior pattern in which the Latino male exhibits an overbearing attitude to anyone in a position he perceives as inferior to his demanding complete what is that word?
Let me see what it was, girl. Subservience. Listen, y'all, a lot of big words, but nonetheless, right? Kind of gives that it happens amongst all of us. I think that's what I really liked about it was it gave a certain population, you know, which we are Latinas, we are Hispanas. And so I think it's important to point that out, you know?
Yeah, I think that's important too. But nonetheless, I guess like a more understanding definition of that would be just like the stronger aggressive masculine pride.
For sure, girl.
But,
for sure.
You know, just to give a little bit more of a
thicker definition.
Yeah, like a thicker, more, you know. But all aside from that, that's what machismo is. So we really want to talk about what it looks like in our own home. And the reason why we feel like that's so important to talk about is because, I mean, where's a better place to get a feel of this but our own house? Girl. And I'm going to let you take it away, and I'm going to let you start first.
Well, if you listen to the pilot, I said I was the oldest of four siblings. And so I kind of figured this out from an earlier age. And for me, it was seeing my mom be a stay-at-home mom while dad went to work. Mm-hmm. And I think that was always so natural for me. I really thought everybody's moms were stay-at-home moms. Even if they had a job, they were stay-at-home moms. That's what I thought, right?
Yeah.
And why? Because growing up, I just saw the women cleaning. I saw the men outside and I saw the women cleaning. Like, I mean, I don't know what else to say, y'all. This is real life. And so, and then I think I really had a realization about what machismo was in our home when I got older. And I was like, okay, what would make me the perfect daughter? And I'd be like, no, it's definitely getting an education, right? Like, it has to be, because that's what dad wants.
Yeah.
But I know in the back of his head, like, he also wants us to be good house, you know, take. I really do think it's like, okay, have a job, be successful, but also, you know, have your part in the home. Which is when I was like, oh, shoot.
That's true.
I'm living, like, this is my reality. And then social media kind of brought it to light, like, oh, it's not just me, but
there's other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sis.
I don't know. Okay, so just because you brought that conversation up, like, I don't want to speak for you, but how I felt. And I don't want this to make me sound like a terrible person, but because our father, because dad expects us to clean and to take care of the house.
But we don't.
It makes like, me let's put not that out there, y'all.
Can we put that out there? My mom, to this day,
does not let us clean the house.
And if we do, she'll come behind us
and clean it up again.
Yeah. This is facts, y'all. This is real life.
So it's like, from how my dad sees it, like, I mean, la pura verdad, the raw truth, the pure truth, okay? So I'm going to give it. To him, we're lazy.
Yeah.
To him, we don't do anything in the house, but like, and that's a problem for him. But if he were to be here, because he's not here, our dad works from 6 a.m. until 6 o'clock at night, maybe even until 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Sometimes.
So we really don't get to see our dad. Granted, my older Anna's moved out of the house. She's gone. So she really don't see him unless she comes over.
Today's episode of Voices of Pueblo is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, looking to sell, or considering an investment, Rocky Mountain Realty is your local partner in real estate success. You can visit their website at rockymountainrealty.biz, B-I-Z, or stop by their office at 201 North Main Street in Pueblo to experience the difference for yourself.
I don't see him because I'm at school all the time. And if I'm not at school, I'm at work. And if I'm not at work or school, I'm with my friends because, you know,
for sure.
But so he doesn't see behind the closed doors when we try to help mom. But we just can't.
Or I don't like aside from all that. But the effort we do in our lives separately outside of like what our home is, like I have a full-time job, I'm a teacher, you are a full-time student and work a job, like, and you're doing research, and like there's so many other things that we have outside of home, being in this home,
right?
That I think is like interesting. Mm-hmm. In a different perspective, right? Something he doesn't get to see,
right?
Ooh, not as having a
aha moment
on the podcast. Wow.
And we want to just put really quick that like you're gonna hear us talk a lot about our dad because, you know, but he's not a bad person. If you really got to meet my dad, he's amazing. All of our friends love this man, like if he is their own dad, like
he has a big heart.
I really do think that, and you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that could relate with us, like he really does care about us, like he doesn't not love us.
No.
He loves us, but It's just, it's hard love. And he's admitted it before too.
Yeah. Can I step in?
Yeah.
We'll get into it in later episodes, but really, y'all, it's all about generational trauma. His own. He, in the way that he was raised, very, very traditional guy. And like, that's very traditional. Yeah, y'all, we'll get into it. So we'll get
deep into it. But just to give like a little like insight to that as well. Their generational traumas become our generational traumas because it's, and I promise we'll get more deep into it when we get into that episode, but it affects how we are in our own personal relationships.
Girl.
And that's another thing that we wanted to talk about on this episode is how machismo being like shown in our own lives from a person who we hold very dearly in our heart. How does it affect how we... in our relationships with other people, how I react with other people.
Can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because I just feel like it's so appropriate for me to start. When I say personal relationships, I want to start with friendships with boys. And I think we should do that, right? Start with friendships with boys and then go to relationship and that, you know, mm-hmm. right? Because I was thinking about that. I was like, ooh, friendships with the boys, that's also interesting. Growing up, I was like, if I have a friend who's a boy, he's going to protect me. That's crazy, right? That's now true. I'm like, I gotta be very cautious about the men that I see, or I don't have to be, but I am, because I'm like, they're not, these boys aren't gonna protect me, you know what I mean? I gotta do this on my own. So it's like, okay, it's a deeper I feel like that the friendship one, that should be something we add to another conversation, because that one's deep, right? Relationship wise, I think because dad took on that macho, I'm the man, like, and I didn't like that. I never liked that, because I was like, my mom, she got this, right? Like, she has this,
right?
So I'm like, if my mom has it, I have to have it. So in my only relationship with a boy, I was very dominant, because I was like, tú no me vas a mandar.
Yeah.
Yo mando. Yeah. And it should never be like that. You know what I mean? There should never be like, who rules the relationship? Who wears the pants? I hate that. Who wears the pants? Who cares? It should never be that.
Why can't we both wear the same pair of pants?
Or, right. Right. Like, me and Tay wear the same size.
Like,
right?
I don't know. I think it's very important to mention what happened a couple months ago with you and dad.
Oh, about like
that really portrays like,
oh no, y'all, for real. Okay, newsflash to anybody who doesn't know, Anna is gay. I have a girlfriend, and that was very new to my dad because I never dated. That was one thing, right, sis? You can say
you've had one boyfriend.
I had one boyfriend,
one
y'all.
Real boyfriend.
Yeah, and like even before that, I didn't do like petty little relationships, right? Nonetheless, right? Doesn't like it. Not one bit. Doesn't like it.
I think, and that has a lot. Well, this will also come up again in the generational trauma, or like, just, you know, if anybody knows, in Hispanic culture, we are not religious. But in the Hispanic culture, religion is very,
for dad,
highly. But if you really ask him, like, we're not religious, though.
Nah,
but like, we are, but like, we're not.
Well,
like,
I think,
do you get what I'm saying?
This is going to have to be another episode, because I have my own observations. That is very, I think we're going to have to skip that, because girl, 15 minutes is not enough for that topic.
Right. Sorry, guys. We only have 15 minutes.
Nonetheless. But what about you, sis? Really quick. Get into you. Relationships.
I have a boyfriend.
Right.
We've been together for 2 years, and it's hard. It's really hard, because I am like how you were with your only male relationship. I am always the dominant one. And what I mean by that is, like, I am always like so independent. Like, my boyfriend has even told me before, like, just let me take care of you. And I'm like, no,
I like, got this.
I got this. I can take care of myself. And sometimes it's like really upsetting, because like, there are times where like, I want to be babied. I want to be taken care of. And the moment I get the little bit of that, I'm like, oh, this is weird. Like,
stop,
I don't like
it
anymore.
Right now.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh no,
it's
like,
hard.
It's okay. And it's like, it's hard, because like, it causes problems with you and your significant other. And granted, I'm super thankful that God has blessed me with the best boyfriend I could ever possibly have. And he's so patient.
He gets that you come from a crazy old family.
Yeah. He's so patient with me. He literally is just like great. But it's really hard when you really have to sit down and you have to break those
walls down,
and like be like
vulnerable.
Okay. Yeah, vulnerable. Like, it's super hard. But all aside from that,
girl, since what do we do to cope?
Yeah.
What do you do? What I want to know, what do you do to be like, okay, I'm not a housewife. I don't have to clean if I don't want to today. Can I go? Because I have it in the back of my head right now, girl.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have the worst guilt when I'm home and Tay's working. Because being a teacher, I'm off the clock all the time, okay? And I just don't want to clean. You know what I mean? And I'm like, but you need to clean. You have to clean because your partner just worked all day and they're going to come home to a dirty house. That's rude.
Well,
but
I'm like, I think that comes from.
Yeah. And I thought about that and I was like, but girl, it's your day off. You're tired. Have you thought about the fact that your body needs rest? That's how I, you know.
Yeah, I think. I don't know how I cope with this. Honestly, and this might be like a shocking response, I don't think I cope.
Girl,
I don't think I've gotten to that point where like I have figured out what helps me.
Yeah,
I think I'm still really struggling with it, and I think it still is really hard for me to like go through those situations when it does happen. I think I just shut down.
Well, good for you, sis, that we have our own podcast, aka therapy. So we're gonna get through it together, y'all.
We're gonna talk about it all,
right? Well, thank you guys. This was our first very episode
on Machismo.
And this was La Pura Verdad. Mm-hmm.
The pure truth.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Voices of Pueblo, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty. Rocky Mountain Realty invites you to experience the power of community with their local brokers. They have over 40 local real estate agents ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. You can call them at 719-582-6191 or check out their website at rockymountainrealty.biz. That's .biz. Thank you so much for listening.